afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. The tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Back. Last segment, Computer Talk with Dave Mason. How much time do we have, Steve?
8 minutes.
Okay. We're just very self-conscious about talking about, you know, negative stuff, attacks, and, you know, what do you got to do. But it's important that I inform you about things if you weren't already aware. If you're not an AT&T Mobility customer, they announced yesterday morning that employees of a third-party vendor seeking to unlock phones compromise customer data for AT&T Mobility customers. Between April 9th and April 21st, one of AT&T's service providers provided access to Social Security numbers and dates of birth. This is according to a letter sent out to AT&T customers. While accessing customer accounts, employees would also have been able to view customer proprietary network information, which includes time, date, duration, and destination number of telephone calls. According to the AT&T letter, we recently learned that three employees of one of our vendors accessed some AT&T customer accounts without proper authorization. This is completely counter to the way we require our vendors to conduct business. We have taken steps to help prevent this from happening again, notified affected customers, and reported this matter to law enforcement. They don't get into how many were taken advantage of, but California law requires that any incidents that affect at least 500 customers be disclosed. So we know it's at least 500. The accounts were accessed as part of an effort to request codes from AT&T that are used to unlock AT&T mobile phones in the secondary mobile phone market. Customers can request that phones be unlocked once they fulfilled their wireless contract. Most wireless carriers do permit and cooperate this, you know, in this process of unlocking their previously locked phones once the contract has been fulfilled. But in this case, there was a breach due to employees that had some level of authorization to do this. I mean, they exceeded their level of authorization. And I'll tell you something. It doesn't matter what organization or what situation you are in. The fact of the matter is most vulnerabilities happen in precisely that way. Somebody gets access to something they're not supposed to have. They either do it by fooling you and getting your password, or fooling somebody like an AT&T employee or a system in a company that you deal with. The point in this being, whatever level of security and whatever care you take, you are completely at their whim in this regard.
Yeah, a.k.a. social engineering.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's a very difficult thing. It's a very challenging thing to deal with. The reality is this is one of those situations in which you can do nothing. And so you just simply can't be concerned. You just make note of it when you're informed. Be careful. But you need to be careful all the time. You need to be checking your bank accounts all the time. You need to be changing passwords periodically. The challenge is, and we talked about this last week, I talked with a very, very intelligent, very earnest, this gal is sharp and she's on top of things, but when I told her about the open SSL vulnerability, the Heartbleed thing, her response was, I'm not changing my passwords. You know, I told her the accounts, Facebook, Google, et cetera, et cetera. She said, I'm not changing them. I'm sick of it. How do you respond to that? I just said, okay, all right.
ready.
Don't do it. And I understand that. It is, there's a significant amount of fatigue. I experience it. I get tired of reading about it. I get tired of researching it. I get tired of talking about it. But it is such an incredibly difficult situation because it is getting worse rather than better. However, on a positive note, to end the show with,
yes.
Microsoft, which is really surprising to me, is challenging the U.S. warrant for data stored abroad.
What?
And other companies are jumping on board. Yes, this is the evil empire.
Technological terror you've constructed.
I didn't think we had time for the theme. Microsoft is fighting a warrant issued by a federal judge for customers' emails stored on servers located in Ireland. Makes sense to me. Our laws are either our laws or they're not. Now, we're increasingly witnessing the fact that they are not. They're very much arbitrarily followed or not. But, technically, a warrant issued by a federal judge in the United States does not give them the right to have access to servers in Ireland. But I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's something that I responded to an email this last week in this regard. The unfortunate reality is whatever they need to do, they will do. If Microsoft successfully challenges this warrant and it's quashed and they don't get access to the emails in Ireland, the federal government will simply change the laws and say that it's legal. And unless that somehow gets fought successfully, and it may, but once it becomes part of the law that we have access to anything, we do the warrant, it doesn't matter where it is and who it is and why it is. That's the challenge, is, you know, we are limited. We are a nation of laws, and we are limited by our laws, but not, I think, sometimes the way we think they are, especially now. It's the government's becoming increasingly aggressive, and it's not a matter always of finding the bad guys. I mean, that's the problem, is that it becomes such a sweep. I mean, you've heard about the controversy this week again about the federal government saying, you know, to local law enforcement, look, don't tell them how we're connected, you know, how we're accessing data of cell phones. Because they're doing sweeping storage of cell phones. They'll be monitoring one or two or three bad guys, and in the process of doing that, have access to everybody in that area and just store all the data. Now, that warrant maybe just be for these suspected bad guys. Doesn't matter. We end up all being swept up in that same net. That, to me, is the challenge, and I see the challenge here. But it is refreshing to see that at least Microsoft and some other companies jumping on board saying, no, you can't do this. We want to comply with legal, constitutional requests, but we can't comply with illegal requests. And I think this is an important battle. Unfortunately, I think we're going to see that the feds simply change the rules to allow for access. The discussion that I was talking about via email this last week had to do with Bitcoin and a great deal of excitement about Bitcoin. And the guy that wrote the article was talking about how Bitcoin was independent of governmental regulation criminals couldn't misuse it, and on and on and on. And it was actually a very good article, but that aspect of the article I thought was completely naive and foolish. And my response, of course, was, if you think you're anonymous with Bitcoin, you may be for now, but you will not remain so. They will make either Bitcoin illegal, or they will regulate it, and you will no longer be anonymous. Whether you're a criminal or not, doesn't matter. And then if you think that criminals can't misuse Bitcoin, you're an idiot. Human beings misuse everything. Doesn't matter what it is. Kind of an unfortunate similarity here. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we are flat out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. Had a great time today. Hope you appreciated the detailed discussion of some of the stuff that I recommend for tools and protection and stuff. And yeah, I hope it helps you be a little more efficient with your time and protect yourself a little better. In the meantime, we'll be back next week. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.